It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
And welcome to the No One's Going to Care About the Belmont Stakes coming up here in a couple weeks as, who was it? National Treasure won the Preakness over the weekend, so...
An emotional Bob Baffert. Yeah,
Bob Baffert. I like him popping up at the Preakness. I was like, oh yeah,
oh yeah, he's not banned from there.
Oh
okay.
Yeah, that guy. So
all right.
Yeah. So National Treasure won the Preakness. No Triple Crown this year. Here on 99.7 DJX. How was your weekend?
It was good. I did something that I don't really ever do. I stayed up until like 1:30 in the morning to finish reading a book.
Hang on, you read?
I know. I never read because it like, I don't, first of all, I don't have time. Second of all, it puts me to sleep. But I got to this point. So first of all, I kind of had a deadline because I was borrowing it from a friend. They're like, well, hey, someone else needs to borrow it in like in a week. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, God.
I got a mission.
Yeah,
like,
you
okay,
get it done.
I gotta plow through. So I was like on maybe chapter 12. And there's like 39 chapters.
Wow.
So, yes, I just sat down on Saturday night and I'm like, I'm plowing through.
Was it one you would recommend? Was it a good book?
Oh, yes. I'm sobbing at 1:30 in the morning. It's raining outside. I'm alone in the, and I'm just like, I'm weeping because you're getting to the part where the whole book is kind of working up to this backstory. And mm-hmm. I'm like, I got to get to the backstory. And Michael's just like, I'm going to bed. I'm like, all right, just a few more pages. I'll be there. And I just plowed right through and I'm just, weeping. So good.
Look at you.
I know. I just became a reader.
Do you... you just became a reader. Do you feel accomplished?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I can say I read that book. I read that book.
I mean, what book is it?
It's called Ugly Love by Colleen Hoover.
All right. Look at that.
It's got lots of sassiness in it. I'll tell you that. And so, but it's like a love story between these two people, but each chapter is told from the perspective of each person. You're going back and forth. So you're getting his backstory from six years ago. And then she's, you know, you're getting her falling in love with him now, but he's keeping her at arm's length. And then you have to find out why.
Oh,
and it's
gosh.
A big why. It's a big why.
So you turn the book in and the other friend is going to be able to read it now.
Yes. And then my neighbor, wait, she's like, oh, you think that one's good? This one's even better. And
oh, she gives me another one.
Yes. A different friend gave me another one. She's like, oh no, I've read that one too. And this is her best book. I'm like, really?
Oh, wow. So now you're a reader.
Now I'm a reader and I've got another book I have to start. I have to figure out when I'm going to do it. I'm going to be like a midnight, really, in the middle of the night reader.
Do you have a rocking chair and do you have a porch that you can sit on with your rocking chair?
I do, but I typically have been settling in the corner of the couch with both pugs stacked on me.
Sure.
That's my position.
Look at you.
I know. But I was wrecked by that book. Wrecked.
All right.
Destroyed.
Well, good for you.
But it's good. I mean, it ends well. I'll say that.
All right.
But yes, wow. I'm not going to ruin it for anybody, but Ugly Love by Colleen Hoover.
Okay.
Lots of sassy romance things in there, but such a great backstory.
All right. Well, good. Yeah. Like it's probably been, I can't even remember the last book I read, but it's probably been about a year and a half, couple years since I've really sunk my teeth into a chapter book that wasn't like a magazine or an article or something like that.
Didn't have pictures.
Yeah, right? Right?
I know. Well, typically, again, it makes me fall asleep and I can never get through any sort of long book like that, but this one kept me up.
Good.
And then, like, I think I slept in maybe 9:45 on Sunday. They're like, hey, sunshine. I know. It's kind of crazy.
Look at you.
I know. Sorry. Aww. And I told him the whole thing. And Ava is bawling. She's like, is this a movie? It should be. And I'm like, well, it'd probably be a movie you can't watch.
Oh, okay.
for the majority of the book. But I took her to the one part where it gives the backstory. And she's just like, no.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. It's crazy.
All right. So we've got that. And so today we've got several things to do and to get to. We are going to hook you up with 4 tickets to any Lou City or Racing Louisville game. All this week we're going to hook you up with those tickets here this morning. You got a couple hours, right around 8 o'clock. We'll hook those up for you. Setting the bar story coming up this hour. You laugh, you lose, and a feel good on the way next.
Yeah, this feel good is pretty amazing. It's the super sweet story of a little girl that's now officially part of the family after being a foster kid for nearly 2,000 days.
All right. Beautiful day on tap, according to Wave Storm Tracking Team. 82, some clouds, some sun. Enjoy it. It's 99.7 EJX. Good morning. Do feel-good stories every hour throughout the morning. All right, Kelly Kay.
So Jeffrey and Cindy Moore knew they wanted a family but struggled with infertility, which led them to start their journey as foster parents. They fostered over 30 kids, adopted two of them. And the goal, they said, was to place the kids back with their families if they could get to a healthier point. And many were successful in doing that.
Cece actually came to us when she was 2 months old. And it was what was supposed to just be an emergency placement. Once we saw her cute little face, we jokingly told them, if you need a place long term, let us know. And the next day they said, yeah, you know, if you were serious about it, we could really use a long-term placement for her. You know, here we are over 5 years later, and that long-term placement has now become a forever home for her.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So the day that Cece became their daughter officially, they found out her biological brother was freed for adoption. So they're going to start the adoption process with him, too. And May is Foster Care Awareness Month. There are 8,000 kids in foster care in Kentucky in need of safe and loving families. So if you want information on maybe this could be a good fit for you, we've got some information in this story and on the community events tab at WDJX.com.
All right, there you go.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay Show.
All right, we'll toss some jokes your way. A little you laugh, you lose action before the end of the hour. Captain Jack Sparrow is making an appearance in our Setting the Bar story, so that's exciting.
It's not often you get a celebrity.
Not often, yeah. That is all still to come on 99.7 EJX. Maybe you attended some graduation parties over the weekend. 99.7 EJX. Shouting out some seniors here on 99.7 EJX. Like Amanda, who is graduating from North Bullitt High School, attending EKU in the fall. By the way, this is senior shout out. So you can always submit a picture of you or the senior in your life at WDJX.com. And yeah, listen for us to give them a quick shout, like Mindy, who is nominating her daughter, Allie, for graduating from IUS, Bachelor of Human Resources. So there you go. And then Lily's going to be graduating from Providence High School. So
fun.
I know, a couple graduates there in the family, so that's pretty fun. And Stephanie is graduating as well, so that's pretty cool. So yeah, WDJX.com. We're going to be hooking up random seniors with things like Bluetooth speakers, food, things like that. So that is up at WDJX.com for you. Hey, coming up next, it's some jokes we toss back and forth. Really, the object is not to laugh.
Which is kind of okay through most of it. It's like not that challenging.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you know.
But then we save the zingers, right?
I guess.
We save the zingers.
So that is coming up next. Miley Cyrus first, 99.7 EJX.
Yes.
Promise me it's time for you laugh, you lose again. Where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. We're going for this ultimate trophy. It is the, what is it called?
Supreme Victor Trophy.
Yes.
If you read the taped on label. Yeah, nothing but the best here.
Nothing but the best. That's right. Yes. That's right for sure.
Last week you took yourself out.
Yeah, I did. Yo mama jokes had me. Yeah.
They were on point.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, you laugh, you lose. Kelly, are you ready? Losers go first. That would be me.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Let's get some of these stupid ones out of the way first.
Okay.
How does Lady Gaga like her steak?
Raw, 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 raw.
Yes.
Good one. Good one. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What are the strongest days of the week?
Which?
Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
All the other days are weak days.
Oh, okay. What do you call a caveman's fart?
What do you call a caveman's fart?
A blast from the past.
Absolutely. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
How do you deal with a fear of speed bumps?
How?
You slowly get over it.
Have you heard of a guy who stole a calendar?
I have not.
Yeah. He's facing 12 months.
Yeah, he is. Literally.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben, how do you stop a bull from charging?
How?
Cancel its credit card.
Yep, classic. Why does a shooting star taste better than a comet?
Why does it?
It's a little meteor.
Logistically speaking, it sounds difficult to figure out.
Sorry,
logistically.
Sorry, didn't know that was a thinking man's joke.
It is a thinking man's joke. It is a thinking man's joke. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
When Tom Hanks writes his memoir, it should be called T. Hanks for the Memories.
Oh. What do you call a Mandalorian who loves cheese?
I don't know.
Feta Bob. Instead of Boba Fett.
We are reaching a little.
Little bit.
This one's not much better. Hey, Ben, what do you call a group of men waiting for a haircut?
What?
A barbecue.
Okay, we're going to have to get a little bit better here.
Uh-huh.
What's the best part about being 111 years old?
What is the best part about you're not dead, first of all, but what is the best part?
No peer pressure.
This is true, because everyone else is probably dead.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Hired a handyman, gave him a list mm-hmm. when I got home. Only items 1, 3, and 5 were done.
Really?
Turns out, he only does odd jobs.
Ah, okay. Hey, Kelly, what's the difference between Iron Man and Aluminum Man?
What is the difference?
Iron Man stops the bad guys. Aluminum Man just foils their plans.
Cute.
Uh-huh.
I really like that.
Thanks.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
On Monday, we start Diarrhea Awareness Week.
Oh.
Runs till Friday.
Oof. It's a raw deal right there.
Yeah.
A blind woman tells her boyfriend that she's seeing someone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's either terrible news or great news.
This is true. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
If we're looking at it as a glass half full.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, I asked an old man I know. Even after 95 years, you still call your wife darling,
oh,
honey,
yeah,
love.
Uh-huh.
What's the secret?
Okay.
He said, I forgot her name 10 years ago and I'm scared to ask her.
All right. That's good. Kelly, I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I ordered a book online called How to Scam an Idiot.
Yeah?
I mean, it's been 4 months, but I'm excited to get started.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Can't wait.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Guy says my wife threatened to leave me over my filthy, disgusting habits.
Oh.
I was so shocked. I nearly choked on my toenails.
Ew. Kelly?
Yeah.
What does the Starship Enterprise and toilet paper have in common?
What do they have in common?
They both circle Uranus looking for Klingons. All right, yeah. You were teetering. I had to go in for the knockout punch there. I did.
I did. Oh, my God. I was circling the drain, and then when you circled Uranus.
Can we snip that? There it is. You laugh, you lose.
Oh, you just got to hang in through the stupid ones. Get to the zingers, the really good
zingers,
ones.
Yeah. All right, there you go. I'll take the trophy back there.
Dang it.
On 99.7 DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Now, I am fairly certain this wasn't actually Johnny Depp.
You're fairly certain? Like 85% certain.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you never quite know with this guy, but
right.
Captain Jack Sparrow is making an appearance in this Setting the Bar story on the way.
I'm excited.
All right, that's coming up. Hang on. All right, 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. All right, Setting the Bar stories, Kelly.
They're examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, pretty sure this wasn't Johnny Depp. But you never really know, right?
Okay, we're like 85% sure.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without harassing people on a train while you're dressed as Captain Jack Sparrow, or maybe you are the real Captain Jack Sparrow and you just can't help it.
Maybe Johnny Depp was just playing you
then you're
in a movie.
Doing okay.
Okay.
Guy legit claimed to be Captain Jack Sparrow. He got arrested last week, refusing to leave a train, trying to bite a cop when doing so. And he was dressed as the Pirates of the Caribbean character. And
of course he was.
And then when they took him to the police station, they still... All they knew is that he was a 43-year-old dude. Didn't have any idea on him. He said his name was Captain Jack Sparrow. So that's what they booked him as.
Okay. So that's all right. They just... what else do you do?
Exactly. Like, you're like, all right. Well, I guess he
is. That's what we're going with.
I guess he is.
Okay.
So there you go.
And then, so is there a mugshot with the whole... Did he keep the whole thing on?
No mugshot, unfortunately. Oh, I couldn't find one.
Dang.
No.
Wow. Well, so, that would... I bet it was glorious. It should go in the Hall of Fame of mugshots for them.
Well, we can only assume that it was the real Captain Jack Sparrow.
Of course it was.
Right?
It's Portland, Oregon. Of course.
I mean, right?
Yes.
So
that's where he lives, I heard.
There you go. It is a setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without harassing people on a train while you're dressed as Captain Jack Sparrow, then you're doing okay.
Do you think that eventually they did find out who he was? Or we're just going with Captain Jack Sparrow for now?
I think we just go as Captain Jack Sparrow for now.
All right, that sounds fun.
Yeah, there you go. That's your setting the bar story on 99.7 EJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I know, Kelly shocked everyone when she admitted that she finished a book over the weekend. Did you happen to catch any movies over the weekend?
No, well, we watched one streaming, Otto, A Man Called Otto.
Oh,
like
is that,
that
Tom yeah. Hanks?
Yes.
All right.
It's kind of dark.
All right. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 was in second place. Third place. Super Mario Brothers was second place. Fast X, the 10th installment of the Fast and Furious franchise, opened to $320 million worldwide.
That was expected, right?
I think so. And there was a very... Remember the song that came out of the very first Fast and Furious?
It put... are you talking about the one that put Charlie Puth on the map?
Yeah, See You Again.
Yeah.
They're trying to capture Lightning in a Bottle again. Another song called Angel Part 1 from the movie. Definite See You Again vibes. I mean, it's got like...
It's good.
It's got Jake. Remember Jake?
Yeah.
Came by Louisville. Kodak Black, NLE Choppa. Jim from BTS. Mooney Long on it. I mean,
a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people on this. So anyways.
And Paul Walker's daughter shows up in this one,
right? Yeah. I didn't actually see Fast X. I did see Super Mario Brothers, and I was so excited to see it because that was one that I've been looking forward to ever since I saw the previews.
Really?
Back when I saw Avatar in the theaters. Yes!
Did you play the video game or something? Is that why you're jazzed about it?
Did I play the video game?
Yeah. Is that like, was that your jam?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Did you not?
No.
Okay. Yes.
I might have played like Super Mario Kart or something on Nintendo.
Well, there were
Switch.
Elements. That, what I loved about
that
the movie
fun.
Is there were elements from Super Mario, the original, Super Mario 2, Super Mario 3, Mario Kart. I mean, they had... They Donkey Kong, which had the very first appearance of Mario in it.
Oh, you're right. So, I played Donkey Kong. That was my jam.
Well, it had elements of everything. So anyways, I was jazzed to see that. And then I got onto this show, and I'm a little bit late to the game on this one because I realized that it was from 2021. It was an actual show, but it has, remember the show Lost?
Yeah.
It was about like a plane crash on a deserted island and a bunch of people just trying to survive. And then the island kind of comes alive and there are things on the island, right?
Supernatural kind of things, yeah.
Right, exactly. So this show, it has Lost vibes on it, but it also has kind of, do you remember the movie Alive?
Alive
was
what that is.
Okay, Alive was a true story of a like Chilean soccer team that
crashed
in the Andes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So this show is called Yellow Jackets and it's about like a high school soccer team that is flying to nationals and they crash like in the Pacific Northwest in some remote area of the mountains and woods and stuff like that. And
the trailer looked weird to that, I thought. It looked a little supernaturally.
Have you seen it or have you heard about it?
I just saw the trailer.
Because I have literally heard nothing about it until I started watching the series, recommended by like my brother-in-law. And my gosh, it is absolutely insane. It's got, a couple people that you may recognize. Juliette Lewis being one of them.
Oh, okay.
She's in it. But yeah, that one is kind of insane. And, I'm almost through season one. There's only two seasons in it, but yeah, that one is absolutely insane. So anyways, bunch of movies over the weekend. And of course, White Men Can't Jump. That one premiered on Hulu after premiering at Baxter Avenue Theaters last week there. Of course, Jack Harlow's remake of the original Woody Harrelson movie from, Wesley Snipes, Woody Harrelson movie from back in the day. So.
I wonder if Woody's seen it, if he likes it.
Oh, I would imagine they got their own private screening of it for sure.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go. A little movie action there for you on 99.7 DJX. Still to come this hour, group therapy, feel goods, and more on the way on 99.7 DJX. Taylor Swift, 99.7 DJX. We understand tickets are like gold, and they're hard to come by for her current Eras tour, but you could be just like this one dude. His name is Davis Perigo, David. He is a Swiftie, didn't have tickets, so you know what he decided to do?
What did he do?
Applied for a job as a security guard at the event and got the gig.
Genius.
Yeah.
I mean, he's lucky that they actually assigned him that gig.
Right,
as a newbie, you're kind of thinking probably not going to get that detail, right?
Yeah, maybe. But then, you know, who knows? Maybe they just need as many people as they can for like these huge, huge shows. The only downside he said was as the security guard at a Taylor Swift concert, he spent most of the night facing away from the stage.
Yeah.
And watching the crowd for security. And he couldn't take pictures or any videos during the show.
Take out your phone. Like, we will kick you out of here so quickly. So, like, I literally turned my phone all the way off. Like, I didn't even touch it all night long.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was kind of funny, though, because Swifties noticed that even though his back was turned, he was singing every word to every song.
That's fantastic.
So they were taking videos of him.
That's great.
During the show, and he realized that he's starting to get some hits.
I showed someone at work. I was like, look at this video. It's got 10,000 views. And then, like, by that night, it was, like, over a million. I was like, oh, my goodness, this is out of control. It really was a blessing that I didn't get tickets.
Yeah, so he didn't get tickets, so he decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to apply to be... to work the stadium and got the job and wound up going and working the two shows.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
I know, right?
Which, you know, there's a lot of people doing that. So I guess Taylor gating is becoming a thing. Like people were like sharing on social media, if you can't sell a kidney for Eras Tour tickets, you can pay $18 for parking and just watch from the parking lot.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because she's doing stadium tours, so
yeah,
you know
exactly.
They're selling out stadiums. But if you're like in the neighborhood,
you can
kind
hear
of
them.
Yeah, if you get in the right spot, you can see the Jumbotron and you can kind of enjoy it from out there. And so they've been having like parking lot parties for people that don't have tickets. Some of you are even like traveling just to do that.
Hey, you know what? Do what you got to do, I guess.
Exactly.
Right? All right. Coming up next, it is a feel good story.
One of the most adorable things you will hear: a toddler is telling his mama, giving his mama a compliment on her wedding day, and she can't even.
Aw. All right.
So cute.
We'll get to that coming up next. Miguel first, 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. All right, let's get to this feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
This is just short but sweet audio. It is the sweetest thing you're going to hear. You will not be able to handle the cuteness of what this toddler says to his mama on her wedding day.
You're being a good boy, too.
Oh.
I love my baby.
I'm sorry.
I am a good boy.
Oh, stop.
Mom. Let her hold back those tears.
Mom.
Oh, yes, Mom.
He's like, Mom, you're beautiful.
Aww.
Mom, you're beautiful. And he's in his little tux. Dad's holding him, and she's just like, wait, no, not my makeup. And he's just like, Mom, you're beautiful.
That's
you're
cute.
Beautiful, Mom. You can see the video up at WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly Kay Show.
All right, so Leslie's realized the guy she's been dating for 5 months, kind of like a Jekyll and Hyde, right? Differently, he's acting differently around her than he acts around his friends.
And it's kind of like he is better in front of his friends and coworkers.
Yeah, that's weird. Okay, anyways, we'll dive into that. It's group therapy coming up in about 15 minutes on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly Kay Show. Do you think the conversation between Beyonce and Jay-Z when they were purchasing this home in Malibu was, but honey, we're saving $90 million off the asking price?
Probably. They probably noticed, like, listen, look at this bargain. look at this bargain we're getting. I mean, groceries are expensive. I mean, every penny counts, right?
I guess they just broke a record for the most expensive house bought in the state of California.
How nice for them. They need some space, you know?
Right?
I'm just glad they're finding it.
Right?
Yeah.
Growing family like that, you know, a humble 30,000 square feet.
You know, is that enough? I mean, hopefully they can make it work.
I mean,
I'm sure they probably got to do lots of changes, you know, make it their own.
You could walk for a half an hour and still not see one other person in that house.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, you need that to be happy nowadays.
That is insane.
Yeah.
Insane.
Huh.
I feel like if there isn't one, there should be an episode of Selling Malibu with them featured on it.
We just want to walk with them as they're taking the tour and just hear the thoughts. Like House Hunters with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yeah, like the listing agent, I'm sure, has got to be sitting there going, oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, the listing agent is just like, I'm done for a couple of years.
No, I was going to say, set for life, thank
yep.
you.
Yep.
Oh wow. Anyways.
Yeah, the commission is going to be healthy on that.
Yeah, what a flex on that. I mean, do you need that much? Of course not.
Of course not.
Of course not. Of course not.
And I do the very, very eye rolling, a lot of eye rolling with that. But sure, good for them. Good for them.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, it is a, by the way, if you want to read more, WDJX.com, you can see that. Coming up next, Leslie realized that she's been dating a guy for 5 months. Not that she's been dating a guy for 5 months, but that the guy she's been dating for 5 months. Like, oh,
she's found out, oh, I've had a boyfriend for five months?
Oh, wow, who knew? That he is like a completely different guy around his coworkers than he is around her.
Man, she's kind of like puzzled as to why is that?
Yeah.
Is it me?
Right. Is she the problem? Is it her? By the way, if you've got an issue and you're like, you know what, I could probably use Ben and Kelly's take on this, you can always message us, benandkellyshow@gmail.com. Group therapy coming up next on 99.7 DJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so Leslie said, hey there, Ben and Kelly. I've been dating a guy for about 5 months, and we went out with his coworkers Friday night for the first time ever, and it was kind of crazy.
Okay.
He's a completely different person around them. He's normally this super kind of introverted, soft-spoken guy, but around his coworkers, he is not at all.
Okay.
He sounded like a thesaurus, and even at one point got like this accent with the way he was pronouncing words.
Okay.
He even wore his blue light glasses while we were out, like they were real glasses.
Oh.
And when I asked him about it, he thought I was the one being weird. He didn't hear a difference in himself at all.
Hmm.
So now I'm kind of feeling like I'm dating a Jekyll and Hyde or something. Are people always different with their coworkers?
Well, I feel like you're getting the real him at home, right? And I feel like his inauthentic self is around the coworkers, or at least that's what I would assume.
Well, and I'm kind of thinking she likes the guy with the coworkers better because he's like more of a vibrant, outgoing personality. And maybe she's like, that's more attractive to me. That's how I'm kind of interpreting it.
See, I don't get that at all.
Okay.
Because I feel like they wouldn't have been dating for 5 months if she wasn't into his introverted, soft-spoken self.
That's true. That's true. But I think she is seeing this other side of him going like, oh, well, hey, so he can have fun. Yeah, why aren't you like that with me? Or why can't I bring that out in you? Maybe.
I will get, not so much anymore, but I used to get oh, that's Radio Ben coming out.
You have a Radio Ben.
Well, when I would get around a group of people or a group of friends or whatever, and it would be like, oh, okay, there's Radio Ben. And so,
because you'd get a little like loud and obnoxious or something.
Wait, hang on a second. Wait, is that I'm what asking, you're saying?
What is the difference between Radio Ben versus regular Ben?
Yeah, maybe just a little bit more animated, a little bit more.
Okay, you're more on.
Just on. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so, you know, maybe that's him because we don't know what his job is.
No.
So maybe his job is something where he's got to be, quote, on.
That could be. Jessica says, that's almost all men. They switch up around their friends. They act one way with the guys, another with the wife. Really? I have not found that.
My husband's
kind of crazy all over the place. I mean, he's really the entertaining one in the family, I'll be honest. I'm not even going to sit there and claim that I am the most entertaining person in the family. Nope, it's him.
Well, I could have told you that.
Thank you. Like, I am way more reserved in real life, and he is nuts in a good way. He's very funny.
So I don't know. I mean, is she asking if this is like a red flag or if she's wondering like how to bring this out more in her life?
I was a little confused about the angle. Yeah. What exactly she's asking. So I feel like we just cover all the possibilities.
All right. Well, all right. So if you've got a suggestion on like or experience with this and maybe it's the fact that, you know, you're only 5 months into a relationship and still he is getting to know you and he's not maybe showing you all of his sides yet.
That could be. Bethany says, sounds like he's trying to impress his coworkers, and he was probably just embarrassed that you pointed that out. Seems pretty cut and dry to me. Musette says, my husband is energized by groups of people. Yeah. And maybe that's it. You're just feeding off the energy that's around you.
Yeah, that's what I say. I do.
Yes, that's Radio Ben.
I'm just energized around people and that's circumstances.
That's where Radio Ben comes out.
That's where I come to life. All right. We'd love to get your comments, your take on this whole thing. That's what group therapy is all about. 502-795-1997, 795-1997, 9970JX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Yeah, group therapy. Leslie realized she's dating kind of a Jekyll and Hyde. Her boyfriend, normally a super introverted, soft-spoken type, but around his friends, she just realized on Friday night he was kind of like a thesaurus, spoke with an accent, wore glasses. she brought it up to him. He didn't really get it and thought that she was being kind of weird. So she's kind of like, is this normal? And we're not really sure if she's wondering if it's a red flag or not, but we're just kind of diving into it all around.
Or who she likes better, which version of him.
Yeah,
Dustin says, I feel like I do the same because my friends are different people. I react differently with them. I don't think either version's bad, but are different. It's only been 5 months, so maybe he isn't super comfortable yet.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, too. Corey says a lot of people, especially introverts, have a public self and a private self. How he is in public might be what he thinks he's supposed to be versus who he's comfortable being at home.
That's a really really good point. Riley says, I think if it's a fancy job, he may be feeding off the energy around him and he's trying to impress them. Candace says, I have social anxiety and I'm an introvert mostly. So if I'm in a new place or around new people, I'm super shy. But if you get me around people I'm super comfortable with, then I'm loud and outgoing. Sometimes if I'm super nervous, I overcompensate for my shyness and end up coming off as outgoing and overly confident. Wouldn't think too much about it. Probably his nerves getting to him. Yeah. Some of those things were part of it. As for the glasses, think of it as a confidence accessory. Maybe it made him feel like he looked smart or gave him a boost of confidence. Or maybe he just liked it with his outfit.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. And like, if he is really an introverted, soft-spoken type, maybe he gets a lot of anxiety going out into those situations with his coworkers. And that was something that he had to do. And he brought you along with. And so he almost like a, I don't know, like a cape or something to give him strength. He's like, you know what? I'm going to almost wear a mask, put on glasses, give myself a little bit of confidence. And, you know,
and then I can be almost, another persona.
Yeah. Almost be in character of myself.
Right.
You know, be
that
a character.
Could be.
Yeah. So who knows? But yeah, I mean, I still think 5 months is still pretty early in the relationship. And, you know, depending on which side of him you really like.
Right.
Obviously, both sides of him are there.
And what? Maybe he took it as when you pointed it out that he was offended by it or thought that you didn't like it or something like that. And if you do, just like that's a really cute side of you. If you maybe compliment the fact that, oh, you know, you can be a couple of different ways. And I think that's awesome. If you made him feel safe about it. But maybe he felt attacked because you pointed it out. He put on the spot.
Or maybe you can ask to hear his little accents in other places of your life.
Hey, yo. Wee wee.
Why do we assume it's a French
accent? I don't know.
So anyways, yeah, I wouldn't say it's a red flag. And, you know, I think just continuing to reassure him and then find out really if it, because he could have insecurities about his own coworkers or being in those sorts of social situations. So, you know, I think the more you know about him, the better you will be at understanding, you know,
how he's going to act in social situations.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Both sides of your guy. So good luck with that. All right. That
good stuff.
Is good group therapy.
Here's what you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, so it is always difficult to figure out whether these things happen because you were drunk or because you were just a little kid.
Right, they do share a lot of similar qualities.
All right, we'll play Little Kid Drunk Adult. We'll also hook you up with 4 tickets to any Louisville City FC or Racing Louisville match for playing. So if you want to play, 502-795-1997. We'll do it just after 8. Hang on. Let's play a fun little game, shall we? Called Little Kid or Drunk Adult, and introduce you to Melissa, calling us from Madison, Indiana. Hi, Melissa.
Hello.
Hi there. Melissa has brown hair, drives a Nissan Altima, is in the nursing field, is single, but is focusing on herself right now. So
that's right. That's awesome.
Get you right first, Melissa. Get you right first. That's important. That's
important. Accomplish those goals, yes.
Yeah, do all that stuff. That is important to do. Yeah. You don't need any distraction of some other person trying to muck everything up.
Yeah, no distraction.
Hey, Melissa, by the way, do you have a dog or a cat?
I don't have either.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No distractions, Ben. No distractions. We're focused.
I'm not allowed to have them.
Okay, that too.
All right. Well, I was going to ask you if you wanted a brown dog, maybe about 5 months old.
You're ready to give up, aren't you?
my dog.
Body training isn't going well. Just,
no, I mean, for the most part, he's good. For the most part. But, man, he... Melissa, I got a dog about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And he's a puppy, and he is all puppy, and he is in the regression stage of his development right now, which means everything that he's learned up until this point, he's forgotten or has just decided he's not going to listen. So,
sweetie, this has nothing to do with Melissa and her life right now.
No, I know. I understand that. But I was just seeing if Melissa wanted a dog, and I guess she doesn't.
I don't think that you're going to convince her to get one now.
Sorry, can't help.
All right. Anyway, we're playing Little Kid Drunk Adult. Kelly, explain how the game works.
So you'll hear 3 stories, not from Ben, that will have either occurred in a person's life when they were a little kid or a drunk adult. You just have to figure it out. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. First one.
I was tap dancing on a glass table and it shattered.
Ah.
Ooh.
Yes.
I'm going to say little kid.
You're going to say little kid.
Oh, that really could go either way, though, if you're thinking about it. I'll stick with you, though, little kid.
All right. Both of you saying little kid.
I was a drunk adult.
No, come on now. No, come on. I was thinking even a drunk adult would know not to do that.
Well.
Right?
My girlfriend had just gotten back from shopping with her friends, and she bought some new heels. And me and a few buddies had been day drinking, so thinking I was being funny, I put them on and decided to start dancing on a glass table.
Oh, wow. My God. In heels?
In her new heels.
Oh, wow. Well, we needed a stage, you know?
It shattered.
Yeah, it shattered.
Thankfully, I wasn't hurt.
Yeah. Wow. All right, so there you go.
Oh, man.
Wow. Okay. 0-1 there. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I almost started a fire cooking instant noodles in the microwave.
Mm. Oh. All right.
That could go either way.
I know. Sounds delicious.
It could. That's the magic of this game.
I'm going to say drunk adult.
All right, you're saying
me
drunk
too.
Adult. All right, both
I think it, yeah, they're getting the munchies and like, yo, I'm just going to get this up.
Yep.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult.
I was a little kid. About-
oh, come my on! God, you guys are terrible.
Dang it.
Little kid.
Hold on. And I decided I wanted to make instant noodles. The problem was I didn't put any water in them because I thought the instant part meant you just put them in the microwave and magic happens.
Yeah.
It really should work that way.
I came back 3 minutes later to the kitchen filled with smoke. Smoke alarms going off. The bowl was charred and it stunk so bad. My dad finally ripped it out and just went and bought a new one. Plot twist. I'm now an executive chef. Have a great day.
She's an executive chef.
You know what? She learned.
She came a long way.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm not doing very well.
No, actually,
yeah, no, yeah. I'm not helping.
Yeah, yeah. You both are actually doing horrible.
Let's just try to get one right.
I would love it if you could at least get one right.
Just one.
Just one. All right, here we go. Last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I gave my bestie this blonde treatment, and all of her hair fell out.
Oh, my gosh.
Gave bestie the salon treatment, hair fell out.
Oh, is she still bestie?
Well, she said best.
I'm going to stick with it. Drunk adult.
All right,
yeah,
drunk adult.
I feel like it has to be that, right? Because I don't even think a little kid would know like what to use that could be that harmful.
Mm-mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Unless they were just being mean.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
oh,
okay.
That's true.
Okay.
Okay,
all
drunk
right,
adult.
So, Melissa, you're saying drunk adult. Kelly,
all
you're
the chips on drunk adults.
Both of you have been like all for one for
all. We stuck together, yes. And we've been going down in a sinking ship
yes,
together, too.
All right, drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah!
Thank God. Got one right. Wow.
Me and our girlfriend were having a girls' weekend, and we decided that since guys sucked, we were going to pamper ourselves and do pseudo spa day, give each other treatment.
Because guys suck.
You want a relaxing hair wash and blow out. Like, you get at a salon. When I poured out the shampoo and started to massage her scalp, she was like, this isn't shampoo. No, not shampoo. It was Nair.
Oh,
you
God.
Know what happened next.
Wait, so who has Nair and shampoo in the same vicinity?
Seriously, that smells very different. Like, you know that smell immediately, don't you?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. What Melissa, do you know what Nair smells like?
It's not good.
It's horrible.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not a good smell at all. And shampoo smells delightful.
Oh, my God.
I pick my shampoo based on how it smells.
All right. All right. Well, hey, Melissa, 1 out of 3 is a failing grade by any
good enough here though
any standard. But yes,
it is.
On the show, you are a winner. So congratulations,
passing with flying colors.
Melissa, a winner today.
Yes, going out a winner.
You don't have a dog. Or distractions.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, no distractions. You're fine. You're good.
Well. I would love to have a dog, but I'm not allowed where I live at. So.
No,
okay,
right.
Just don't get Ben's dog, and you're fine.
Okay.
All right. Well, Melissa, congrats. Hang on the line another quick second.
Thank
get
you.
More information from you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. No problem.
Oh, she's fun. I love the executive chef that birthed the noodles. That's what a comeback.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah, exactly. That's the ultimate story there.
All right. If you want to be the real star of Little Kid Drunk Adult,
send us your stories, voice note it, give us a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email at benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. At Ben and Kelly Show on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You can always message us, and we'll turn around, toss it out to our listeners. See maybe if you can get a little perspective on what you may be going through.
Yeah, we need to help out Natalie. We've also got this up at Ben and Kelly Show at on Facebook. Hey, Ben and Kelly, need your input. I'm a pretty smart girl who's gone through a shattering, horrible, tragic heartbreak because of a man I absolutely adored.
Aw.
After I spent half a year getting to know him, then a year and a half, and the god-awfulest part of the South trying to develop a relationship with him, he dumped me.
Oh.
I came to my senses, moved back to Louisville, began a new career. Well, now he's flying in for business and has asked me to dinner. I've thought endlessly about what I'm going to wear, revved up the diet and exercise, imagined all sorts of ridiculously expensive restaurants he might invite me to, but I honestly don't indulge any grand fantasy of him saying I was wrong, I'm moving here to be with you, marry me. My question, should I even bother spending an evening with this man? And if I end up seeing him, do I play it cool? Should I be all sugar like I normally am? I really want him to eat his heart out. Clearly, I've lost all perspective. Ugh. So please help.
Oh, Natalie. Oh,
I know. I know.
Yeah, the temptation to show someone that, look, I am better off now that you are gone is real.
Yes, no, I've been there, done that with the man named Tim.
Oh, Tim.
Oh, Tim. Tim was like, we were on and off for like years. He would blow through town and I would just be like, I'd kind of always kept the door open for him for years and it was just a waste of time. And finally, he came in one time and he's like, hey, I mean, this is after like years. This was a couple years ago. So I've been married forever. And he's just like, hey, I'm coming back in town. I'm like, that's great. Here's a couple of places I'd recommend. Have a great stay. Like, there's no reason to go back down that road. We just exchanged some pleasantries about our lives. He's married. I'm married. We have very parallel lives, actually, with how our families turned out. But I don't think if Natalie knows that she does not want to open that door and go down that road again, there is no reason to open that wound and torture yourself all over again. Even though I know you'd love the chance to be like, how you like me now? And he's all like, oh, man, I messed up.
Right.
I don't think it's worth it.
She is in the back of her head thinking.
Yes, she's teetering. She is literally, she's all the emotions.
That he is going to come back in and say,
yes.
Oh, look at you now. I've messed up. I'm moving back to Louisville. Let's get married and have kids.
Yes, you were the one. Turns out you were the one. If she's thinking that's even a possibility, she's just going to set herself up, I think.
Well, I think she is thinking that's a possibility because you put it in her DM to us.
Yeah, Paulette was like, no! That's really all she needs to hear.
All right, tell us your experience with this. I know Kelly just did. 502-795-1997. 795-1997.
I'm on team no. I think it's more, it's going to open up way more trouble than it's going to be worth. I don't think you're past the trouble. It took you a while to get over the trouble. Don't invite back trouble.
So you think if she does it just this once, that it's going to then be easier than the next time when he comes in for her to go, well, I did it already at one time.
Maybe I'll do it again. No, I feel like if she doesn't get the reaction from him that she's hoping in the back of her mind,
but won't
then she's
going to
be
solidify?
Devastated again. It will, but I think then it's going to like solidify the whole, it's going to open up that whole fear of that rejection again. She's going to get rejected again.
All right. Well, anyways, let us know what you think. That's what this is all about. 502-795-1997. Your thoughts and opinions coming up next. So we got a DM from Natalie. Natalie, I feel like, is in a place where maybe a lot of people have been.
She's feeling all the feels right now because she went through this tragic breakup.
Yeah.
Moved back home after moving to be near this guy.
Oh.
He dumped her. Oh. Now she's got a new career. She's doing so much better. But X is flying in for dinner, flying into town for business, wants to go to dinner. And so she's like, oh, you know, should I even like bother spending time with him? Do I play it cool? Do I not go? She goes, I don't have any grand fantasy of him saying I was wrong. I'm moving here to be with you. Marry me. But I think in the back of her mind, she's still hoping he would.
Yeah, I think she wouldn't have even put that if she weren't even keeping that little flame, that little flicker in her heart alive.
Yep. I think that's deep down. That's what I think she would absolutely want to come out of this dinner. But I don't think it's going to happen. And I just think it's going to open up way too much old wounds. send her back into the spot that she's already gotten through.
Now, Marcy's saying, get the free meal. Enjoy the evening out. Just don't go in with any expectations.
That's easier said than done, though. It sounds like she's kind of got the expectations and all the emotions and the feelings still.
And Denny says, meet up without any expectations. Dress however you want. If it's meant to be, it'll happen. If not, maybe you could remain friends.
Oh, I don't know if we're going to remain friends with this guy. It's a tragic, like, breakup that wrecked her.
I know. Didn't she say, what was it, left her in heartbreak, something like
yes,
that?
Yes, she said it was a shattering, horrible, tragic heartbreak from the man I absolutely adored. So,
and then she moved with him.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
And then he dumped her.
Yeah,
and she moved back home.
All right.
So I don't think that he's going to be like, oh, you know what? I totally messed up. You're the one for me.
But he could.
He could, but he's going to need to, I think it's going to take more than this.
All right, Rachel.
Okay, so I am thinking, absolutely not, do not entertain it.
Right.
I think that if she thinks that that this is somebody that's going to be wanting to be in her life and try to coax her back in, then he's going to jump through loops and jump through all the hoops and make it happen. So if it's going to be one dinner where she turns him down, then that wasn't the person she was supposed to be with anyways.
Yes.
So if he's going to pursue her and he wants that, then he's going to go after it.
All
that.
That
she has to do that. And I just think, you know, she made this huge move. She went to Texas, came back to Louisville. I think it's going to be more than just like texting me for a dinner, you know?
So, yes. Okay. So you said a lot of words. I started to zone.
All of them lead to no, don't go.
I started to zone. You're saying no, don't go, right?
No, don't go.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Definitely not.
All right. Sorry.
I'm like going a mile a minute. I feel emotional about it. We've all been in a situation where a guy thinks that he can come in and out of your life.
Yep.
And, you know, we teach people how to treat us.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if she's really interested in somebody to be with for the rest of her life and she thinks this is who that is, then he's going to make the effort to do that.
Rachel, thank you.
Sure. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Asia. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Pretty good. So what is your thought on this?
I think it's a waste of her time, to be honest with you.
Yes.
The best thing in her bet is just to live her life beautifully from the side. You know, if she wants to prove that she's so much better these days, do it in her own glory. She doesn't have to show him in person. I agree with you guys that it's just going to open her up for more hurt.
Yes, I really think it's going to be way more trouble than it's worth. And she's just going to put herself back in that place that she has apparently moved on from. So why do you want to open that wound and go back down that rabbit hole again?
I completely agree. It's just not worth it. Live your own life, honey.
Asia, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day. See ya.
You as well. Bye.
All right.
Now, Isabella is saying go. Be the chill girly as much as you can. Don't give answers right away. Go on the date. Give minimal details about yourself and just listen. Listen to him talk. See if you despise this person or if you're open to a future with them.
Oh,
I feel like there's so many gray areas. Like, I feel like he's the type of person that would just kind of give her just enough.
Oh, yeah.
To spark some more hope.
Like,
but, you know, not enough to fully commit and say, you're the person I think that I lost out on, and I think we need to be together again. I think he's just going to probably string her along.
I was going to say, we don't even know this guy, but just from her point of view and what she said, that's totally what I hear too.
Yeah, it didn't sound like that he was the one that went through a shattering, horrible, tragic heartbreak.
No.
It sounded like she was the one that did. So just from that assessment, you know, by itself, I don't think that she is going to get out of this what I think she's secretly hoping to get out of it.
Yeah. All right. One more and then we'll move on. But Amy says, agree to it and then cancel that day for another date. Say, yeah, sure, let's go. And then, you know, meet up and then send him a text at the very last minute. Oh, yeah, so sorry.
Something came up.
Another guy. Yeah, so sorry.
Really hot.
really hot. All right. Well, hey, Natalie, hopefully that helps in a little bit because I think an overwhelming majority of people are saying, no, don't give them that.
Throwing out all the flags. Like, I just don't think this is going to be healthy for your mental state, your emotional well-being, where you are now, to put yourself back in this position to be vulnerable getting rejected again. We just don't want you to get rejected again.
Yeah, don't want that. Let us know how it all works out. That is diving into the DMs. 99.70 JX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Obviously, when you think sports, you come to our show, Sports!
Okay.
Real quick, Kelly, you've got some local sports to get to.
Yeah, I want to shout out Jason from All About Kids Champion Gymnastics. He shared how a couple of local gymnasts just did a national competition, level 10 national championships in Oklahoma City. Tasha Halso won a silver on vault. Near perfect score of 9.925, fourth highest score of the entire national championships. Pretty impressive routine. They've got fantastic videos, too, and her teammate, Addie Leiterman, did well at the level 9 competitions. Sixth on vault, ninth on beam, 13th on floor. So congratulations to those ladies. You can see their amazing routines on the website, WDJX.com.
And this national sports story was not even... This is bigger than National Treasure winning the Preakness, which now everybody's like, the Belmont, whatever, who cares?
Exactly.
No Triple Crown contender. But it is the story of Michael Block. And I don't know if you have ever even heard the name. He's a golf pro at Mission Viejo, and he teaches golf there in Mission Viejo.
I did see this.
And he made the cut for the PGA only four times in 24 attempts. And yesterday, on the 15th hole, he teed off and listen.
So he can dial this trajectory right.
He looks very good. He's got the distance right.
Oh! Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it landed directly in the hole. Hole in one, didn't hit and land, didn't do anything other than just nothing but the bottom of the cup.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was wild.
I appreciate you making me cry. I'm living a dream. I'm making sure that I enjoy this moment. I've learned that after my 46 years of life. It's not going to get better than this. There's no way. No chance in hell. And cheers to the 29,000 PGA Tour professionals, PGA professionals in the world. This is for you guys. Thank you.
I mean,
oh
my gosh.
Like, this is a guy that teaches juniors.
Yeah.
He's a golf pro.
Well.
And he got to live his best life, like, on playing with PGA greats. He was right. He did that in front of Rory McIlroy, didn't he?
Well, that was who his playing partner was.
Yes. And yeah. Then he gives him a big hug, and it's just like, what a story.
And his club back home, their reaction.
Oh, yeah. Nuts.
Yeah, they were going bonkers for him. So, again, what a cool story.
Yeah, it's a chance of a lifetime, and then he seizes the moment in the biggest way you can.
Yeah, he in fact, was like, I just knew it hit the pin. I didn't know it went in.
Yeah.
Like, and then Rory comes over and gives me a hug, and he was all confused. He's like, well, why are you hugging me? Because it just got close. But
that's amazing.
He didn't find out until, you know, a little bit later that, oh, no, it was a hole-in-one. Direct shot.
So incredible.
Yeah, very cool there. So we've tweeted it out.
We tweeted it out.
Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter if you want to see it. It is really cool on 99.70JX. Setting the bar stories, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
All right, so maybe if you're not Kelly, you've heard the phrase, well, be careful, might blow up the toilet, you know, something like that. Okay. Usually that's not a literal phrase, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to sit here and explain what that actually means, but if you can manage to make it through the day without melting a public toilet with fireworks, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow, why are we doing that?
Well, we're not really sure.
Okay.
This happened at Jacobs Creek Park in Pennsylvania, and apparently the suspect or suspects lit multiple fireworks inside the women's restroom, causing the plastic toilet to melt.
Oh, plastic toilet. Oh, boy.
Now, are we sure it was fireworks? And
I'm guessing yes.
Not just some explosiveness of another kind?
I mean, that would be really toxic stuff.
That would be something to hang your hat on for the rest of your life.
Would it? Would we hang our hat on that?
Oh, my gosh.
Would we be proud about that?
I would be telling people all the time.
Would you now?
Like, listen. No, it would be a thing. Actually, it wouldn't be me. It would be a thing where either my wife or my kids would bring that up whenever they could. Listen, he will literally blow up your toilet.
Although I don't think they'd be saying it with pride.
Well, they could.
Like, I don't think they're bragging about
it. I mean, maybe. You don't know, Kelly.
Oh, okay.
But again, we've all heard the phrase, gonna go blow up the toilet. Well, let's hope you don't actually do that today, all right?
Most of the time, though, it's when people come out and say, I just blew that up. Don't go in there. For a while. They don't announce they're going to do that.
Well, I actually lit off some fireworks of my own in there.
Okay.
Melted the sucker right off.
Might want to wait a couple hours.
Yep. So again, said to the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without melting a public toilet with your fireworks, then you're doing okay.
Okay, good note. I think most of us can avoid that.
Well, maybe. That's maybe. Setting the bar on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Our DM last hour got a lot of people kind of fired up in the sense that they've been there before, and when the ex reaches back out to you after you guys have gone through a breakup and is like, hey, I'm going to be in town. Want to grab some dinner?
Yeah, and not just a breakup. I need to quote, like, how she described the breakup.
Mm-hmm.
She says, shattering, horrible, tragic heartbreak. So when you've been through that, maybe meeting back up for a little chummy dinner to talk about old times is not the best thing for you.
Yeah, so if you've got an opinion or you heard it earlier and you're like, you know what, I do want to actually reach out, you can. Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook, it's up there. And then you can kind of hear how we approached it. But there were more people than I thought that said, yeah, get the free dinner.
Yeah, but I just think when she says, I don't have any grand fantasies of him saying I was wrong, I'm moving here to be with you, marry me, that means she has that grand fantasy. So, yeah, no, not a good idea.
Uh-huh. Kirsten says, as a wise prophet once said, he's not the love of your life. He's just a guy. Hit him with your car.
Wow.
I don't know if we're going to that extreme.
What wise prophet said that? Is that a Taylor Swift lyric? I don't know.
Could be. At Ben and Kelly Show. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. There's another announcement for a concert this morning. Right around noon, Ryan Smetzer will have that for you. Right around noon, another concert. And again, it's not Louisville. Getting a little bit ticked that all these concerts are not coming to Louisville.
I'm just passing this up a little bit.
Yeah. But yeah, this is not until 2024 also. So
why did they tell us so early?
Getting ahead of the game.
So annoying. Like, I need to know about it a couple of months before.
But
I can't plan that far in advance.
Right. Like the way Post Malone did. He was like, oh yeah, hey, gonna go on
months,
tour,
I'll see you.
And I'll see you in a couple months. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. That's what I need.
Right.
That's the kind of instant gratification we need. Like, I can plan for that.
Yeah. Speaking of Post Malone, you can still get in to win tickets to his July 9th show in Cincinnati up on the website at WDJX.com. Click on win. We'll have that for you. Also, all this week, we're going to be giving you tickets for the Louisville City FC or Racing Louisville, 4 tickets to any of their remaining games to get in on that. So we'll have more of those to win tomorrow and the rest of this week. What else, Kelly?
I think that's it. Just to fill people in, at the beginning of the show, I revealed I'm now a reader.
Yeah, she's very proud of this. So
I read a book.
She read a book.
Which is very unusual for me because typically reading puts me to sleep. I don't have a lot of time for it. So I plowed through like half of a book on Saturday night, stayed up till 1:30 in the morning. I was sobbing. It was so good.
And it didn't even it wasn't like a picture book.
It wasn't a picture book at all.
It was a legit book.
It was sassy.
All right.
But it's called Ugly Love by Colleen Hoover, and it wrecked me, destroyed me.
All right.
So good. And then my neighbor's just like, oh, you think that's good? This is even better. It's her best book. I'm like, oh, gosh.
Oh, look at
that. So now I got to start another one. So much pressure.
Man, once you get started, Kelly, that's the gateway. That's the gateway.
I guess so. I'm going to have to start my own book club.
or something.
We're going to have a little book club and discuss it.
All right. If you missed anything from the show, catch up podcast, always available to you at Ben and Kelly Show, WDJX.com. Click on listen and you can catch audio on demand right there. All right, guys, have a good one. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.